The Pan American Health Organization presents the Digital Health COVID-19 Podcast. On November 24, 2020, the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO WHO, and the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, conducted a webinar called Strategic Dialogue with Women Leaders in Digital Transformation of the Health Sector. The webinar had the participation of 12 women with extensive experience in digital transformation in health. One of these women was Lauren Wall, co-chair of the Global Digital Health Network, who talked about strategic networking for digital health.
So the Global Digital Health Network, for a bit of context, is made up of around 4,000 members across 70 countries. And the members are people that are involved in funding, procuring, designing, building, and using digital health interventions. We're actually coming up in less than a month on our 7th annual but first virtual Global Digital Health Forum in the beginning of December. And we're exploring the theme of making digital health work for everyone. So when I think about why now for strategic networking for digital health, I think first to the principles of digital development. The conversations that preceded those starting as early as 2000. And I also think about the three levels in which we see benefits from communities of practice like Global Digital Health Network. We can see intermediate results at the individual, institutional, and sector level. And of course, the intermediate results we see in individual and institutional levels go on to strengthen our sector. So of course, if I think about these with the principles of digital development overlaid on them, the ones that come to mind for me are the use of open standards, open data, open source, and open innovation. Operating in a community of practice helps promote standards that during this crisis we have seen more than ever are important. It also helps us understand the existing ecosystem. So many of us work in specific areas, perhaps geographies or areas of technical expertise. But during a pandemic like this, we've been called to collaborate with new partners, work in new geographies, and being involved in a community of practice enables us to make the connections needed to understand the existing ecosystem. And of course, it allows us to reuse and improve, to find out what is already available, what's already been built, be collaborative, to find new partnerships, and to be data-driven when this is possible. And I think one of the issues here that we think about for the network and communities of practice, particularly in digital, as the field evolves so quickly, as we continue to see evidence gaps, how can we learn from each other, learn from best practice, learn from experience from our colleagues across the globe? Overall, community of practice like this allows us to be more nimble and more efficient.
Lauren Wall thinks that the COVID-19 pandemic showed how important networks and communities of practice really are.
During COVID-19, when it was first starting, the uptick in traffic across the Global Digital Health Network was truly overwhelming. And it really showed that there still is the gap that people need to be connected to each other in other geographies and in other sectors. It also allows us to understand a rapidly evolving ecosystem where one person can't possibly keep up with the constant evolutions in our field. And again, as evidenced in the WHO digital health guidelines, there still are research gaps. Most importantly, it connects geographically dispersed practitioners, people that otherwise may not be connected. And so when I'm thinking about why now, I do think back, what's the same? Gaps are still remaining. Gaps in evidence, but also gaps in understanding digital's effects on equity in gender and in human rights. And because the development sector is evolving, now more than ever, we're talking about the decolonization of the global health sector, and digital health is a part of that. So how can we use the connection of geographically disparate individuals to overcome this? How can we look now at how we can, you know, for example, pivot away from English first events? And we'll see a little bit of that evolution in the forum coming up next month. But most importantly, the Global Digital Health Network does not operate in a vacuum. Our advisory council members may guide us, but really one of the nexuses of our work is through connecting with regional networks, like the Network of Networks, and I know some of them are here with us today. And so I think when I reflect on why now for strategic networking, I think of the words of my friends at RECAINSA, the Central American Health Informatics Network, juntos logramos más.
This podcast was produced by the Pan American Health Organization.